Longtime listener called me during the news and said, you know, it concerned him deeply, and I can relate. What is government doing as far as our personal freedoms are concerned? They're making us, as the guy at the auto shop told me the other day, making us buy the worms so other people can go fish because they don't have the money to buy their own worms. In other words, we're helping people out who won't help themselves. And we let that go on, and there is no outrage over that. There's not enough outrage to blow Twitter up, that you're angry that your government spends your money in ways that you don't want them to, that common sense, the days of common sense in government are long gone. The days of political correctness such that we can't do anything for fear it will offend somebody. And this goes on and on and on and on every stinking day. And yet it takes a game to make people get enraged. That's more important to them than their personal freedoms being taken away, than the government taking their money and spending it in ways you don't want them to have elected officials who won't go out and do the right thing for the most people in this country, and yet a stinking football game is what gets people going.
Got to have priorities.
Oh, gosh.
We have the world that we deserve. I mean, we have the world that we have allowed ourselves to have. So, all right, by the way, so let's see, they're going to renovate this big football stadium down the street here, huh?
Rumor has it.
Yeah, well, that's apparently what they're going to do. So
add another 20,000 or so seats.
Something, you know, whatever they decide to do. And apparently the chancellor of the A&M system had a meeting with some of the officials of the cities and county and said, you know, it's going to cost some money. And we're thinking, oh, the number I have in mind might be between $35 and $40 million. And we think these entities should, in fact, participate in. How's that?
Well, the fact is, I mean, everyone keeps comparing it to Baylor. And, I mean, I have heard a few
jokes,
but it's totally different.
It is. Some people do, but it's not. The Baylor thing is different because...
Well, because they planned it 30 years in advance and set up the piece of land so that they could be... accumulating that money for 30 years. Yeah. It's not like they just randomly decided to do it and then asked the city to help.
All right. No, that's a piece of property that Waco owns, and we're not talking about that. That's not the same. What we're talking about here is that they are asking the governmental entities to put that money in the hopper to help with the renovation of Kyle Field. Now, where that money comes from is what the question is going to be. And, you know, would be interested to know how people feel about that as taxpayers of in the city. That makes you a stakeholder. Do they just make the students pay for it? Do they put a tax on the tickets? I mean, how do you do that? Do you raise the hotel motel tax rate so that out-of-towners are paying for this? And, again, if it comes out of the hot fund, then generally that means that the – people who live in Bryan College Station wouldn't be paying for that.
Well, you brought can Bryan actually pay for it?
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
Well, and that's, you know, we'll have somebody from the city of Bryan in this morning. I think the mayor's in this morning, and, you know, we'll talk about that. There have to be some legal questions there. I'm not sure if hot money that is collected in Bryan is supposed to be used someplace else. That'd be the same thing as if you decided that you wanted to take that over and help some entity in Brenham. So, I mean, there's some questions there. Now, remember, this isn't the first time that A&M moved a football game. In 1979, they were renovating A&M. Remember 1979? I know y'all do.
Right.
Yeah. 1979, they were doing work on Kyle Field, and the schedule was such that they had one home game to start the season, and then they had four or five games on the road before they had to be back home in the middle of October. The opening game was against Brigham Young in September of 1979. So they went down to Rice Stadium, and they played that game, an A&M home game at Rice Stadium.
Interesting. Well, they did, when they were doing the zone, they did it incrementally. And I remember watching the guys standing on the cranes watching the game.
Sure. Now, and the thing that's, you know, the thing they're concerned about is that this stadium, the infrastructure of it is very old.
There is
no doubt about that. And what you may not know is if you are in the boxes on top of the, in the press box or in the boxes, it actually sways.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It moves. And you may not notice it if you're in the stands, if you're sawing Varsity's horns off, because you're moving with everybody else. But if you're sitting still, and that's what happens with people that are in the press box or in the booths up there.
Probably a little scary.
It's a little bit, and it is. It's kind of fun to look at, you know, when some team comes in for the first time, you see those people, you kind of just, you look down there because you know what's going to happen. And the first time they see it, they, you know, they get a little startled. That's probably why we don't play teams from California here. They think we're having an earthquake. But, so, you know, and again, they've looked at this, and there's no doubt that there's probably there is work that needs to be done and how they do it. But again, what they do over there is one thing. How it impacts you as a taxpayer or a citizen of Bryan College Station is quite another.
Is there no possible way they could do it in sort of well thought out segments during the off season over several years?
You know, the one that comes to mind is, I believe, Alabama. Alabama moved their games to Legion Field for a season while they worked on Bryant-Denny Stadium, because it was a significant rebuild. Hello?
Why don't they build a new stadium like the other schools do and then have a big parking lot where you have more room?
Okay, now you're saying the other schools do. I can think of two Division I teams. Okay, I can think
I don't want to mention any names,
okay,
but other schools build new stadiums away from the old stadium,
okay,
and they use it for different purposes.
Okay, all right, and that's thank you. And that's the other thing. For the only ones I can think of are Baylor and Connecticut, the ones that just built. I mean, Connecticut just decided to play football, and they decided to build a stadium.
Yeah, that was just kind of from scratch,
which is again, doesn't happen very often in this day and time. Hello.
Alabama already played about half its games away from home anyway.
True, that's true.
Somewhere else.
Right, exactly. It was not that tremendous a swap. They would do that from time to time. Now, so that's the question then. If the governmental entities then pay in for part of the renovation, does that mean that they get a chance to use Kyle Field? Or will it just be used for A&M football?
Because that's an interesting point then. Did the schools get to, the high schools, the Crosstown Showdown get to play there for free?
Or whatever happens to be. Maybe they decide they want to have a big concert or something. I mean, some outdoor large gathering, that would be the default place where you would think it would go. So do you get a seat at the table for the use of the stadium if you pay in $38 million? And again, that's the number we're hearing.
I think that's a very valid question.
I mean, these are the kind of things that need to be discussed. But I'm just personally, I mean, my own thought would be that the more insulated we can keep the fundraising, the better. That's why I don't know if they could do a ticket tax, but why not do a ticket tax? I mean, that way the people who go to the football game pay the extra price or choose not to, whichever, that pays for the renovation of the stadium.
They would argue the tickets are already very expensive.
Well, they are, but you know what? I tell you, if you're paying $100 for a ticket, are you not going to buy it because it's $105?
Fair enough.
If you're paying that, then are you going to go ahead and pay the extra $5, which is something I've wondered about for a long time, just in general. I mean, just in general, you could tax college football tickets and the federal government. Oh, boy, we don't want to get them started,
no,
do we?
Because,
I mean, you think about how many people sit and watch college football games on a Friday or Saturday. That's a pile of money. And,
yeah.
And I don't know that we want our politicians having that. But if it's for a specific purpose, again, like the renovation. Hello?
That's a good idea. You know, we just don't need to borrow any more money.
Yeah.
We need to do it on our own.
Well, and I thanks, and I don't know the I don't know the specifics or the particulars of basically of the 12th Man Foundation or where this money would come from. Now, again, it's not going to come from the academic side, so people don't need to think about that. And I think anybody who says, "Oh, wait a minute, now you're not building buildings over there yet, you're going to renovate the stadium," I don't think that's an argument. I think that's two different pots of money.
I would agree wholeheartedly.
Hello.
Hey, I work for one of those entities that would have to pay this money. And for the last 2 years, we've been scrimping and cutting back and saving and not being able to do the things we need to do. And they want us to put more money into some stupid football stadium.
All right, but
I'm
now,
sorry.
Okay, wait now. But the money that they wanted to come, the pot of money that they wanted to come out of, the hot tax, wouldn't have helped build streets or replace lights or paid for jobs in whatever city. So, I mean, it's a different pot of money, right?
Yes, but they've also said they don't know if they can use the hot tax. All I'm saying, if they want to pay for it that way, that's fine. But if we're going to have to scrimp and save and the taxpayer's going to be burdened even more, I have a problem with that.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
I would guess a lot of people feel that way.
Hello?
Scott, they could just charge $6 instead of $5 for the water.
Oh, gosh.
Hello?
Typically or traditionally, haven't a lot of these monies been donated by alumni?
Well,
and
mm-hmm.
This suggests to me that their big email campaign didn't go so well when they asked alumni and donors what they would give for this.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. I didn't get that email, and I don't know what they asked for. I like the water idea.
I do, too.
Consumption
tax.
The more money that you can raise within the confines of that stadium to improve the stadium makes a world of sense.
Are you going to start making people pay to use the bathroom like in Europe?
Well, you know,
slot on the toilet.
What about a tax or something, an allotment for tailgating?
Well, you could do
How many tents do you see? And again, I'm not trying to charge people for tailgating.
Right.
Don't send me the emails.
Right. I just.
But if you're going to set up a tailgate party.
I'm sorry. Cat's ideas got me thinking revenue stream.
Scott!